1320 WILS. Well, if retirement is on your mind, likely you're not alone. My next guest has some great advice. Jane Bryant Quinn, Emmy Award-winning journalist and author of best-selling books like Making Your Money, Making the Most of Your Money. Well, her latest book, How to Make Your Money Last. Jane, great to have you here.
Hello, Michael. Nice to be there.
Good. Great to have you here. What's, in terms of retirement, is that something you've been personally thinking about for many years then?
Well, not for many years, but I've been personally thinking about maybe cutting back a little. I stopped working 6 days a week, and maybe I'll work just five, maybe four. Huh. We'll see, but I am thinking about it.
So really, you want to keep working, is what you're saying?
Well, I certainly want to keep partly working, which I think is what a lot of people want to do if they can. Hmm. But there are others who want to retire. I guess the question is, at some point your paycheck is going to stop, whatever that point is. Mm-hmm. And then whatever you have, you're going to have to make work for the rest of your life, which could be 20 or 30 years, given our longevity. Mm-hmm. And so people are afraid of running out of money, and that's what they're trying to figure out, before retirement or when they retire.
About how much money should you have before you can really seriously consider retiring?
Well, you know, that depends on what level you're living at. Mm-hmm. The main thing is that when you think about retiring, instead of saying, how much money do I need, you need to project what your income is likely to be, Social Security, pension if you have one, how much you can safely take out of your savings, and that's your income. And then you say, okay, how can I make my expenses fit into the income I have? It's a different way of looking at it, but at first, you just can't say how much do I need and add that up and say, oh, that'll work. Mm. You don't know. You've got to figure it out, how much you're going to have.
Yeah, moving forward, though, a lot of people are not going to have pensions. Is that fair to say?
Oh, yeah. Fewer people with pensions, no question about that, although this generation has more of them than the next generation will.
Is there any trick to making what you have in your 401k last?
Well, there are tricks. When you're talking about if you're drawing on your 401k plan to help pay your bills, the question is how much can you afford to draw? And the answer ranges from maybe 4% in the first year you retire, plus inflation adjustments, mm-hmm. and then your money will last for 30 years, or it could be 4.5%, or it could be 5.5%. You know, there are recipes on how much you can afford to take out of whatever savings you have and have them last for 30 years, and you got to plan on something like 30 years.
Really? So if you're in your 60s, you should still be thinking 30 years out, you're saying?
Well, of course, I'm biased. We're celebrating my mother's 101st birthday this year.
Wow.
But at 65, the life expectancy is late 80s for both men and women. Hmm. So that is than 20 years, and the number of 90-year-olds has tripled in the past three decades. Hmm. So I think people should bet on living longer rather than dying younger.
Hmm.
And you got to look at it a different way.
Your mom at 101, did she plan financially for that?
She didn't, but fortunately she has it, and so she's just fine. She and my late father were always careful with their money, although I'll tell you something. My dear mother, at 97, married a lovely young man of 86, and they're very happy, so you never know.
Wow, newly married.
Yep.
Huh. And they live together in just a home, or what's her living?
No. She's got an apartment. He moved into her apartment. Everything's fine.
Is it genetics, or does she have some kind of health secret she's been keeping?
Her health secret is probably her genetics, yes.
Just like that. Talking to Jane Bryant Quinn, her brand new book, How to Make Your Money Last. Now, you say there are five stages of retirement. Give me a few of those stages.
Yeah, well, the point is that there is an emotional transition to retirement, not just a financial transition, how much you can afford, how much you can afford to spend. And the emotional transition is shedding the workplace whatever you were, a reporter, an electrician, a lawyer, whatever, and saying, okay, I am now happy as a retired person. Mm. And that takes an emotion. That's a big emotional trip for a lot of people that they don't plan on. And you, I'd say I just hit the main ones is that when you first retire, you have a sense of freedom. I'm free. But then you start saying, well, I'm free to do what?
Right.
And then very often depression sets in because you have all these empty days. You have nothing structuring your day. You the friends who are at work are still at work, and now you're hanging around.
Yeah. Do you need to pick up some hobbies right away, then?
And you need to pick up. The thing is, you're going to live 20 or 30 years. Uh-huh. That's the point. The younger generation is moving us out. That's how life goes.
Yeah.
But 20 or 30 years is not a short period of time. You need to find part-time work. You need to work later. You need to find activities that engage you. I mean, they're all. But you have to do something more than sit in front of a television set.
Hey, tell me this. So over 100 years old, what does your mom do on a daily basis to stay active?
My mom and her lovely husband, they visit places. They do little trips to a little new luncheon place that opened, or they go down to Florida for a week.
They make sure to get out of the house. Does he do the driving?
They get out of the house. Yeah. They go to movies. They have quite an active life, in fact, given their age. So,
is she still driving, too, or?
No.
So he does the driving.
No, he does. He's still driving, but not at night.
Jane Bryant Quinn, the book, How to Make Your Money Last. What happens if you've retired and suddenly you're not sure your money's going to last? What do you do at that point?
Well, at that point, there are a couple of things. First, you've got to, again, do this projection and assume that you're going to live a long life, not a short one.
Mm-hmm.
And you, if possible, put off taking Social Security, because the longer you wait, the higher the check will be, and it's a terrific form of longevity insurance.
Yeah. Tell me this, though, Jane. What about the unexpected costs? You know, you're going along, and let's say the furnace breaks down, or who knows what happens. How do you deal with that?
Well, if you have, one hopes you have some savings so you don't have to put it all in a credit card account, but that's the way you deal with it. I mean, you deal with it the same way you deal with it while you're working, except you have to have some money that you have set aside in savings if you're going to have to suddenly pay that kind of a bill. And a lot of people do, and a lot of people don't. And then the people who can't afford it, who don't, you have to live low. If you're living just on Social Security, the thing is, you have to make it work. And the other thing is that everybody figures out a way to make it work. We're not seeing older people, dead in the streets, right?
Yeah. Did you start saving many decades ago, or?
Well, I started saving, in my 20s, but I did it not because I was so smart with my money in those days, because I was a woman working, and back in those days, we earned a pitiful amount compared to you guys, and I was living paycheck to paycheck, and I wasn't saving a dime, and a colleague at the office I worked in then said I should join the company thrift plan, and I said I can't afford it, and he virtually forced me to do it, and I discovered that I put in 5% of my small paycheck, and I didn't even notice it was gone. I don't know what happened. Then I went up to 7%. I went up to 10%, only because he forced me, and then I discovered that if you use automatic savings and it's out of your paycheck, even if you're living paycheck to paycheck, you can make those savings. You're still living paycheck to paycheck, but now you're actually saving some money. It is the only magic in personal finance.
You say you're going to continue working. Do you envision a time where you will fully retire and just stop?
Yes, I will eventually. Yes, I will. I write a monthly column for the AARP. I'm keeping that up. I have a couple of projects in front of me, but at some point I will. I don't know what I'll do. I'll do jigsaw puzzles.
Travel? Are you into traveling?
I travel a lot. I love to travel.
Like internationally?
Internationally, yeah. Yep. What about you?
Whenever I get a chance, I guess that's maybe the dream one day to travel like a gypsy, But...
Well, I don't travel like a gypsy. I want to have a really good hotel room and bathroom when I come home in the evening.
That makes sense. Jane Bryant Quinn, her brand new book, How to Make Your Money Last. Find her online at janebryantquinn.com. Jane, thank you very much.
Thanks. Nice to talk to you.